in the mind of the human being, the modern human being. Frank Buchman, the initiator of the Oxford Group, said that the Antichrist is materialism. From materialism comes classism, and it's what separates people. It's what where racism comes from. It all comes back to this trying to materially make sense of the world. So Wilson is engaged with this group of people in this new psych. It was called psychochemotherapy, and the medication was lysergic acid dilithiamide. Yeah. Now, I know this is really hard to sell to people that were born in the 40s and 50s and 60s, but the reality is that when I say LSD, you don't have any idea what I'm talking about. You don't have a clue. Because it's been framed for you by fear and by people that don't know what the experience is. There was over 100 million hits of LSD produced between Sandoz quit manufacturing in 1964. Between 1968 and 1972, there was over 100 million hits that were distributed, right? But what happened is that I like to say that there's two different experiences. And some of the older folks here were inculcated into a spiritual thing that I like to call the psychedelic experience, and then that which was about, there were things you had to read. There were things you had to listen to. There were settings that you were supposed to be in when you had your initial experience. I mean, if you didn't, you wouldn't get the results. And then there's the hallucinogenic experience, like, oh, wow, man, did you see? Yeah. Don't you love tile ceiling, you know? I mean, this guy keeps talking and I can just count the dots. Anyhow, so Professor Hurd is working with Stanley Cohen, who is the preeminent researcher on psychedelics on the West Coast. They're working, trying different stuff. Who does Hurd turn to him? Turns to his colleague, Bill Wilson, and said, you need to come and try this, because one of the things we want to see is this experience anything like the experience that you had? Is this going to be the way that we can make this experience transmittable and available to people? So Wilson comes out to Santa Monica, and he has the experience, and Professor Hurd's there taking notes, and Dr. Cohn's there, and Tom Powers is there, and Bill has what's very interesting about Bill's talks. What he got from that experience was confirmation of his initial experience. He got confirmation of the reality of it. And if you listen to his talks prior to 1956, he will always throw a little, he loved to throw a little side thing about, you know, my hot flash. Just to say, you know, that it was, he didn't know by 1956, it's been 20 years. 20 plus years since the experience of town. What had happened is it had become a memory that he had to conjure up instead of a reality that he could to be aware of. And what the experience did with the LSD was it was like, oh, it's real. And he never again qualifies, he never calls it the hot flash anymore. He changes and he calls it my flash of reality. So he has this experience. Hurd and Dr. Cohen are working on the West Coast